Chief Deputy Shane Tucker at the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. Chief, welcome back to the show, sir.
Well, thank you, Andrew. Good morning.
Hey, great to have you. All right, so first question is, anything that we don't already know about from the last day or two, anything weird happened like yesterday or Saturday?
Yesterday we had deputies investigating a stolen vehicle in a neighborhood in Pace. While they were on scene taking the report from the complainant, the suspect returned with the vehicle. One of our deputies walked over to talk to him, and as he did, the driver fled and struck the victim, knocking her, throwing her to the ground, and as a result of that, one of our deputies fired at the vehicle to try to detain the suspect. However, he was able to get away. But after a pretty lengthy investigation and manhunt, we were able to locate and apprehend the suspect without any further injuries. I don't have any update on the victim's injuries. My understanding is they were not life-threatening. She was transported to a local hospital, and I don't have any update on her right now.
Okay, so that's a little bit different from the initial report that we had, that I had seen, and so I just want to make sure we clarify, because the initial report had been that he drove off with her kind of on the hood, and that your deputies fired a warning shot, but what I hear you saying is that a guy steals a car from a woman, brings the car back. You guys encounter him. He flees and runs her over in the process and basically steals the car again. And the deputy fired at the car to stop him. Do I have that summarized accurately?
That's correct. I'm not sure where the information came from. She wasn't riding on the hood of the car. She was struck in a felonious manner with the car, and we will never fire warning shots.
Well, that's what surprised me, because when I read that, I thought, well, that doesn't sound right, because you're only allowed to use lethal force if you're justified in using lethal force, and if you are justified
correct.
In using it, you're not going to shoot to warn. Warning shots are not part of standard protocol, but that's what I wanted to clarify. I'm right in that, right? Warning shots is not something that y'all do.
We do not. That's prohibited by our policy. It's not good practice to fire a warning shot. Again, you nailed it. If you're justified in using deadly force, you use deadly force.
And if you're not justified, you don't pull the trigger. I mean, that's
correct.
Which
sending around downrange, period, is deadly force, whether you intend on hitting the target or not.
So just to, again, I know this is abundantly clear, but I just want to make sure we don't have any unclarity about it at all. Your deputy was shooting to kill the driver in defense of either the woman or other potential victims, because he's obviously a danger. Is that correct?
Except for the semantics, the deputy was shooting to stop the driver, who had already proven that he had a capability and an opportunity and intent to commit aggravated battery, do substantial bodily harm to somebody. So he was shooting with the intent of stopping the driver.
Okay, but I mean, you know, people get these ideas like you're going to shoot at the tires or something like that, and that just does not happen.
No, it does not.
Except, I mean, by accident perhaps, but not by deliberation. Okay, very good. Well, that's still
the vehicle was struck. I'm not sure where it was struck.
Okay, yeah, and I mean, obviously, a terrible situation for her. In the end, I'm glad that nobody else was hurt and you were able to apprehend him easily or relatively easily thereafter without incident. That's always the good news. The other thing I wanted to ask you about is, did you guys have any problems with the weather over the weekend? I mean, I know it wasn't all that bad, but it's still kind of the thing that once in a while you get called to. Did you have any incidents with related to the rain or the wind?
I haven't been made aware of any kind of significant events that we've had related to the weather. I think it's probably a very good opportunity to just remind people, if you don't need to be on the roads right now, let's stay off. And if you do, by all means, use due care and caution. If you can't see the road because of water, then turn around and take another route. You know, we know that water will wash out roads, and what was a good road yesterday may have a 9-foot hole in it today. So if you can't see the road, get off of it, and just be careful while you're out there. We still got some iffy weather.
Yeah, absolutely. I wanted to ask you, there was an incident at the Santa Rosa Correctional Institution, and I know that's the state prison, so that's not, you guys don't operate that at all, even though you're kind of close in proximity, but you don't operate that when you operate the Santa Rosa County Jail. There was an attempted murder of a corrections officer by an inmate. It had happened a couple of months ago. It's just now coming to light. But it does, I don't know, just kind of brings to my mind, to give you an opportunity to talk for a minute about what life is like and what the threat level, danger level is like for your deputies who operate as corrections officers in the Santa Rosa County Jail.
You know, that's an excellent, excellent point. Often our corrections professionals are kind of the backstory of law enforcement. They're kind of the unsung heroes, and they don't, when people think of law enforcement, they don't always think of our detention personnel, and those men and women are every day they're just consummate professionals, and they work in a very austere environment. They're locked behind doors for 8, 10, 12 hours at a time with people who are accused of crimes and people who have been convicted of crimes. Mm-hmm. And working in that environment in and of itself is taxing and challenging. And then you add to that the possibility of assault, a possibility of someone trying to physically harm them. I just can't say enough about our Santa Rosa detention deputies, or the professionals that they are and the job they do.
Yeah, and I mean, I always think about, like, you know, if you ever watched the Cops or when it was running and all that kind of stuff, you know, you see deputies arresting people who are not always compliant. Well, and then those are people who get detained, or those are people who get convicted. And as long as they're convicted for less than a year, they're in your facility. And they didn't suddenly become angels because they're on the other side of the wall. So having to deal with them is obviously something that you guys do all the time. Last one is, I know you guys have been in the process of rolling out the body cameras. How close are you to full implementation right now?
We're really close. As a matter of fact, a majority of our folks who are assigned to some type of patrol function, whether it's our traffic enforcement guys or our patrol deputies, our property investigators, and even some of our investigators, a majority of our folks now have body cameras, and we've really been excited to get that out and rolling in such force. So we're just about fully implemented.
Very good. And have you seen results from this? I mean, I know there's always the training value, obviously, but have you seen other benefits already from this? I mean, certainly we have in in Escambia and Pensacola, a longtime program, obviously, at Pensacola Police Department. But what are your folks seeing? Are they appreciating it, and is it showing good law enforcement value?
It really is. You know, our men and women out there on the street, they really appreciate it, because not only is there an evidentiary value to the cases they work, but it's confirming what we've known all along, that we have a fantastic group of professionals that are out there doing a difficult job, and most of the time they're doing it with excellence. You know, we have already had people call our command staff to complain about the behavior or professionalism of our deputies, and we were able to pull up the video camera while on the phone with these people and watch what happened. And in a majority of the time, what the person with the complaint has said is not totally accurate. Friday afternoon, before I went home, I spent about the last 20 minutes of my workday getting berated on the phone by somebody that was angry at the performance of our deputy. And when I hung up with him, I looked at I was able to look at the video of what had happened, and nothing remotely like the gentleman had said happened. So that's just phenomenal. And in the cases where our deputies may not comport to our ideal of professionalism, well, we'll have it there as well, so we can address that.
Well, that's,
so far it's been fantastic.
Well, that's good. And I mean, you know, it's a sad commentary that you get these false allegations that are so easily disproved, but it's good to have the resource to be able to disprove them, you know, or if
yes,
they are legitimate, to verify them and then take action. And, you know, both sides of that coin are true. Shane Tucker, he's a chief deputy at the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. Chief, as always, thanks for what you do. Thanks for joining us this morning. Have your folks be safe out there. We appreciate it.
You bet. Stay safe, Andrew.